Certainly the most popular is this issue with the face, especially like the snout getting distorted when you have joint positions. As we discussed before, this looks like it's a some kind of an export issue with Avastar, and Omatrice and Gaia are working on it now. But you know, the typical way this will manifest from a Second Life perspective is that, you know, the wrong joint positions get baked into the model, and so then the appearance you get when you do a reset skeleton or just when you first load your model is not going to match what you get after you run an animation, because the animations are using the right positions and the joint positions are wrong, and so there's an inconsistency there. Matrice, do you want to say anything else about how that stuff's all going?
Right at the moment, I'm still fighting with the math. I guess that the main problem comes from the difference between the rest pose and the default pose of the skeleton. And in Blender, it's the problem is that we don't have a nice way to define the absolute rest pose, the Second Life rest pose, and add bind pose information on top of this. This makes things very difficult for us to keep them in the right, to keep the numbers right. And that's why I'm struggling since many weeks now to get this all into a precise setup. So it may take another couple of days until I can say I am through all of this. I think that the issues on the snout, on the face, can very well be explained with this discrepancy between the default shape and the rest pose shape, because we might export the wrong information into the Collada files.
I know there was a forum post recently suggesting a workaround there, something to do with resetting the skeleton, you know, before doing the modeling.
So all what I can say is that when we reset the skeleton to the Second Life rest pose in Avastar, then we do not see any distortions on any face bone. So we think that doing this in Avastar will be a good workaround at the moment. This is for sure not what we want to see at the end, because it should be nobody should take care about this. It should be done all automatically. But right now, I believe the only way to get things out of Avastar in a good way is to just reset the skeleton, which is a one-click task. It's not very complicated to do.
Now, if you've already started modeling and you do that, that's is that going to reset the changes you've already tried to make to the skeleton then?
It doesn't reset all the changes, but it's, as far as I can see, it distorts the skeleton. When you start it up with an arbitrary shape, or with the default shape, or with whatever, and then you reset to the rest pose, then the difference between the two shapes must be seen in the you will see a difference in the skeleton then, of course, and this needs to be readjusted. And actually, this is also this is the main reason why we think that if you do not start the skeleton editing with the rest pose, then you get exactly this difference exported. When you later import this into Second Life, then this difference is again imported. I think it's imported twice, and this can very well explain why you see these distortions. I'm not 100% sure if this is the true cause, but I believe it's at least related to this.
Yeah, as far as you know, the Second Life side goes, you know, positions that come from the joint positions in a mesh and positions that come from an animation are treated pretty similarly. You know, in either case, it's basically just you know, modifying the position of the underlying joint to match whatever value it finds. So Yeah, it's hard to see how there could be an issue on the viewer side that would cause a mismatch, except just if the source numbers themselves are different. I guess until we have some kind of a definite statement or at least a fix that we want to test on the Avastar side, it's hard to be 100% sure. But that still looks like our best understanding of the situation.